Grand Hotel. Jordan paced the spacious sitting room of his hotel suite. Aditi was not there, and four phone calls to Halleck's office had gotten him nothing more than polite requests to be patient.
"I'm sure Mrs. Kell will be with you by the dinner hour," said Halleck's dark-eyed assistant.
Jordan frowned at her image on the phone screen. Dinner hour in Barcelona was around 10 p.m., he recalled. "Where is she?" he demanded.
"With Signor Castiglione," was the only answer he got.
"They've separated us," Jordan realized. "Halleck is smart enough to realize that without Aditi, I'm impotent. I can't reach Audrey on New Earth without her. I can't even reach Mitch Thornberry, wherever he is." Feeling more desperate with each pace across the luxuriously furnished room, Jordan finally decided, "Maybe I can reach Professor Rudaki. Maybe he could be of some help." Somewhat to his surprise, his phone call to Rudaki was allowed to go through. The professor's dour expression brightened when he saw Kell's image.
"Mr. Kell, I am honored."
Jordan unconsciously reverted to his old diplomatic demeanor. "Thank you, sir. I am flattered." Rudaki was seated in what appeared to be a smallish office, crammed with tiny plastic boxes that Jordan assumed held information chips. Books, he imagined, reports, images from telescopes and spaceborne sensors. His desk was heaped high with them. Looking curious, the professor asked,
"To what do I owe this pleasant surprise?"
Jordan realized that he was still standing. Heading for one of the brightly covered couches, he said,
"I'm feeling a little desperate, sir."
"Desperate?" As he sank into the couch's yielding cushions, Jordan explained,
"Apparently Anita Halleck has decided to keep my wife and me apart."
Rudaki's rumpled face pulled into a frown.
"What did you expect? You frightened her out of her wits when you usurped all the communications channels."
"She's not out of her wits," Jordan said. "She's very much in command of her wits, I'm afraid." Nodding gruffly, Rudaki agreed.
"She's no fool. She guessed that your remarkable performance was as much your wife's doing as yours, so she has decided to keep the two of you separated."
"I don't like that," said Jordan.
"But what can you do about it?"
"I was hoping that you, as a council member, might help us." Rudaki broke into a rueful grin.
"Halleck runs the council with an iron hand. If we were to vote 20-0 against her, she would declare that she won the vote."
"You mean that she's become a dictator?"
"Not quite, but you know the old adage, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely," Jordan finished. "I'm afraid she is heading in that direction."
"And this man Castiglione? Where does he fit in?"
"He's her lackey, a charming rogue. He does her dirty work."
A pang of alarm hit Jordan.
"He's with my wife."
Rudaki hesitated before replying.
"I didn't mean that he would harm her. But if Halleck wants to keep you separated from your wife, Castiglione is perfectly capable of seeing to it."
"What can I do about it?"
"Nothing, I'm afraid."
"Can you help us?" Again the professor hesitated. After several heartbeats, he said,
"I can speak to her about it, but I doubt that it would do much good. As I said, that performance of yours really frightened her."
Jordan nodded, but he thought, "Did I frighten Halleck, or did I make the mistake of showing her what Aditi's people can do? Would she allow us to be together if I promised to show her how to use Aditi's communications technology?" Dr. Frankenheimer stared in awe at Audrey's image on his wall viewer. He was still seated beside Aditi in front of the desk in his office. Castiglione had quietly taken the chair on Aditi's other side. All three of them had turned their chairs to face the three-dimensional viewer built into the wall. It was like looking into another room. Audrey sat smiling and apparently relaxed in a comfortably padded chair in what Aditi recognized as his office on the top floor of the Civic Center in New Earth's only city. It was a spacious room, devoid of the trappings of power. Simply an airy room with wide windows that looked out on the city's quiet streets and stately buildings. No desk, no hierarchical arrangement of furniture. Only comfortable chairs and small couches scattered across the tiled floor. The expression on Frankenheimer's youthful face was a mixture of wonderment and curiosity. His mouth hung slightly open. His light brown eyes were wide and totally focused on the alien. Instead of his usual robe, Audrey was dressed in a loose-fitting shirt of pale blue that hung over darker slacks. He held a small, furry, round-eyed pet in his lap, stroking it absently. Aditi recognized that as a sign that Audrey was far from relaxed. He was actually nervous, concerned. Half apologetically, Audrey was saying in his soft voice, "I am sorry that the time lag between our world and yours makes a true conversation so difficult. But, as I understand it, you would like to learn how our communications technology works." "Yes!" Frankenheimer cried. Then he looked embarrassed when he realized that his word could not reach New Earth for an hour. Audrey went on, unperturbed, "I will gladly put you in touch with our communications technicians, of course. But you should also contact Mitchell Thornberry, who is on your own planet. Professor Thornberry received a full education in physics while he was here on New Earth, and I'm sure he can teach your people the basics of our communications technology." Frankenheimer turned to Aditi, who nodded her agreement. "If there is anything else I can help you with, please do not hesitate to ask me. We intend to be as helpful as we can." Aditi said, "Thank you, Audrey. You've been helpful already." Audrey's image dissolved. The wall went back to a blank, glowing gray. Castiglione smiled grandly at Frankenheimer. "Are you satisfied?" Looking almost like a man waking from a dream, Frankenheimer said faintly, "It seems like a good beginning." Aditi confirmed, "As Audrey said, we intend to be as helpful as we can." She got to her feet and said to Castiglione, "Look at the time. Can you take me back to my husband, please? He'll be worried about me."
"I'm afraid that will be impossible, dear one."
"Impossible? Why? I want—"
"Lovely one," Castiglione said, "you are our only link with New Earth. We can't risk allowing you to leave this complex. It can be dangerous out there."
"Dangerous?"
"You are an object of curiosity and fear. There are too many excitable people out there, too many fanatics."
"Then I'm a prisoner here?"
With a smile meant to be charming, Castiglione said, "Let us say you are our guest, beautiful one. Not a prisoner. A highly valued guest."
"It amounts to the same thing," Aditi realized.